Is the meat fake or is the whole concept flake? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I got an email from the Idaho Cattlemen's Association. It's about fake meat. I'll read it to you. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Jennifer Houston released the following statement in response to the formal agreement announced by the USDA and Food and Drug Administration on lab-grown fake meat oversight. She says, the formal agreement announced solidifies USDA's lead oversight role in the production and labeling of lab-grown fake meat products. This is what NCBA has been asking for, and it is what consumers deserve. Under the terms of the agreement, USDA is responsible for inspecting all facilities that harvest, process, package, or label cell-cultured products derived from livestock or poultry. All product labels will also be subject to USDA's pre-approval and verification process. Speaking of NCBA, Danielle Beck had this to say.
Put the product side by side for a taste test, and we know that beef will win every single time. And we won't sit idly by as professional vegans and opportunists try to disparage our products. Whether we're talking about plant-based or lab-grown products, fair, accurate labeling will allow consumers to continue making informed decisions about the products they're buying.
Put the product side by side, I'll throw one away and don't need a taste test. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.